Report: Doug Imhoff blasts his law firm for making deal with President Trump. By Amy Furr on April 6, 2025. Former Vice President Kamala Harris's D. husband, Doug Imhoff, reportedly criticized his own law firm Thursday for its recent dealings with President Donald Trump. A CNN report on Saturday cited sources who said Imhoff was speaking during a charity gala dinner in Los Angeles, California. The article said, Imhoff condemned the decision by his law firm to preemptively come to an arrangement with the Trump administration to avoid an executive order targeting the firm, noting Imhoff is a partner at Willkie Farr & Gallagher LLP. Imhoff told the crowd at the annual dinner gala for the legal aid group Beth Zedek he had told the firm he wanted to fight the threat of an executive order he found unconstitutional but had been overruled, the sources said, according to CNN. Trump has been fighting back against big law, or huge law firms that indirectly subsidize the Democrats' lawfare campaign against him, and that have encouraged lawyers to provide pro bono, free, work for the left, Breitbart News reported March 28. The outlet continued. Big law sits at the apex of the political pyramid that has served, until now, to institutionalize the power of the Democratic Party in American society. Critics of the president claim that he is abusing his power to target his political opponents. The opposite is true. He is restoring balance and justice, allowing conservative attorneys and clients, as well as conservative law students, the same rights and opportunities that liberals have enjoyed. In Trump's post regarding the agreement with Willkie Farr & Gallagher LLP, the president detailed some of the actions to be taken by the firm. Willkie will provide a total of at least $100 million in pro bono legal services during the Trump administration and beyond to causes that President Trump and Willkie both support in relation to the following areas: assisting veterans and other public servants, including, among others, members of the military, Gold Star families, law enforcement, and first responders, ensuring fairness in our justice system, and combating anti-Semitism, his Truth Social post read. Willkie's pro bono committee will ensure that new pro bono matters are consistent with these objectives, and that pro bono activities represent the full political spectrum, including conservative ideals, it continued. Trump also said the firm will not engage in illegal diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, discrimination and preferences.